We are here on KSOM as we continue to spotlight area athletes. Let's focus on track and field with state qualifying coming up on Thursday, May 15th. The Griswold Tigers will be hosting the boys and girls districts as Tigers and other area athletes trying to get to the state track and field meet. And one of the top athletes on the girls' side for Griswold, she's a sophomore, and she has been looking strong in a lot of different events. Carson Adams with us here on KSOM. And Carson, how are you feeling about things as you head into districts coming up on Thursday?
I'm very excited. My team and I have been working very hard on and off season to get where we are, and I'm just excited to show off what we got.
Yeah. How have you felt like this season has been going, just for you and for the team, just from beginning to now?
We've been doing really well, and looking back at last season, we've had so many PRs, and a lot of us individually have just improved our times.
Yeah. What events do you feel like you've improved the most in so far this year?
I think that we have improved in our 4x8 team and our 4x4 team. We've dropped our splits down a lot and just improving our times. And yeah.
So take me through those two relays and the people that run with you and how those relays have been going.
Well, we can make both those to state, hopefully, and we'll be running those at districts, and yeah.
Well, take me through, like, the other runners on each one of those relays and talk a little bit more about how each relay has progressed and what you've been doing to try to improve.
Well, last year we were running, like, a 4:30, but we've dropped down to a 4:20, and each one of us have dropped a couple seconds off. And it's just a really fun atmosphere to try and drop our times and get a PR.
Okay. And what relay is that one that you were talking about there?
The 4x4.
The 4x4? Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. So what about you individually? What are some of your individual events that you feel real strong in right now?
I feel strong in the 100-meter hurdles. And I've been up against a lot of really good girls. And I'm just excited to run with them because I'm hoping to stay with them and to drop my time.
Yeah. So what other individual events, have you been competing in? I mean, you've been doing a lot of different events. I mean,
yeah.
Was that by design?
No, I've just been jumping around.
But you haven't been high jumping around or long jumping around.
Oh, no.
what's that like, just moving from event to event, competing in a lot of different things and just trying to see, where you're best at?
I love being versatile because I can do hurdles one day and run a mid distance and go to a really short distance, but yeah.
Okay. What event seems to be, is 100 hurdles your best event?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. So take me through what your focus is on in the 100 hurdles and what you've been trying to work on, what things have made you better in that event.
I've been working on my form for this season and just trying to attack the hurdle and get 8 steps to the first hurdle.
And what about the 400 hurdles? How strong do you feel like you are in that event?
Pretty strong. Also attacking the hurdle and just getting my steps down and looking forward.
Obviously, there's some differences between the two. Explain your approach to each one, the 100 hurdles versus the 400 hurdles, and how you have to approach each of them differently.
400 hurdles, definitely just jumping out of the blocks and striding out to the first hurdle to get 8 steps and just attacking it. And I've been 4-stepping, but I'm trying to 3-step. But yeah, and then for 400 hurdles, keeping my eyes up and attacking the first hurdle and keeping my pace to the 200 and then just giving it all the last 200.
Which one is more difficult, do you think?
Definitely the 400 hurdles.
Yeah, I mean, you can run speed and hurdle, but running one lap with all those hurdles, I can't imagine. What are you feeling like once you get over that last hurdle for the 400 hurdles?
Just sprinting and giving it my all.
Yeah. So tell me about the relationship with your sister, Addison, and how that works and how you push each other out there on the track.
Yeah, we're very competitive and we're honestly very supportive towards each other, and we push each other a lot in practice and in our races. And she's one of those people that I can always lean on.
Yeah. I mean, she's obviously a couple years ahead of you. Has she helped you in any way? Has she given you any advice, or she's like, nah, you're on your own?
Yeah, she's helped me and given me advice. And all of the seniors are very good to the underclassmen and help them just set the pace for practices and the meets.
Is it, is she, what's she like? The fact that you seem to be a little bit faster in her than her, not by a lot, but it seems like you're faster in her in most events. I'm sure she's still fighting to beat you in a lot of them. What's that, those races like between the two?
At first, it was a little just kind of fighting and just trying to get to the top spot, but we're very supportive and accepting of each other's times, and we always push each other, so we're always neck and neck.
Yeah, all right. What do you like best about track and field?
The team atmosphere and our culture. We're all so supporting, and we're all just a big group of friends.
Okay. I mean, was track and field in the family? I mean, I know Addison was there first, so a lot of times younger sisters and younger brothers tend to gravitate to their older siblings. But what was it like for you? Did you have to have any prodding to get interested in track and field?
No, I always wanted to do it, and all my friends were doing it, so I don't have a problem with it. And I like running, so.
Okay. When did you realize that, you were probably pretty good at this thing? Was there any time that you became really competitive at it?
Definitely my freshman year of high school, so last year. I just realized what my potential could be, and I just practiced and tried really hard.
Was there a moment where things started to click for you as your freshman year?
After the first couple races, when I started winning and getting higher up in rank, I knew that I had a lot of potential and I could be really good.
Okay. That's good. You remember the first time you crossed the finish line first and what that feeling was like?
I was just excited and so proud of myself and how far I've come.
Yeah. So this year is kind of a special year for Griswold. I mean, it seems like, half of your meets this year have been at home. I mean, maybe not quite half, but you get the point. You've had a couple of regular season meets. The Corner Conference meet was at home. Districts are now at home. What's that like for you, for your teammates, to have this opportunity? Because this doesn't happen for every class of every team that comes through Griswold. Very rarely do they get a chance to, have this.
Yeah, kind of an advantage, but I definitely like it. And I'm used to the hurdles there, and we all know our spots on the track. So it's very good.
Yeah. So have you narrowed down what four events you're going to compete at next Thursday?
I think so. I'll be running shuttle, 100 hurdles, 400 hurdles, and I'm in the 4x4.
Okay. All right. And what about that shuttle hurdle team? It seems like, I don't know why. I'll ask you this question. Why do you think Griswold is just so strong in hurdlers? The boys seem to be really strong in hurdlers, and the girls seem to be really strong in hurdlers. What is it with Griswold and hurdling?
Our coach, Rachel, has been working with us for the past 2 years now, and we've always just been hitting it very hard in the off season and going to clinics, and Yeah.
I mean, like, why hurdling for you? I mean, what was this like instant attraction for you for hurdling?
Yeah, I started in middle school and just worked my way up to high school.
Okay. Well, it's just interesting how it goes. What's it like, just the competition and also everything between the boys and the girls, and watching the boys have success? Does that, you know, spur on the girls to have success, and maybe a little vice versa?
Yes, we always try to push each other, and we always just talk each other up before races, and we're each other's biggest supporters.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting for Griswold, and I'm just so happy for the high school, for the team. I mean, Griswold has not been as successful in other sports, and yet here's this track and field team putting tremendous times together. I mean, do you have a sense of that? You know, just this track and field team is just doing something special this year, and you just hope it continues and gets some people into the state tournament. Is that, I mean, do you guys think about that?
Yes, I'm hoping that a lot of people come and just see what we can do.
Yeah, well, they should, because I think what you guys are doing is absolutely tremendous, and it's great to see and report on. And just overall, what types of things, you know, what are your goals here this coming Thursday? You know, what do you think you can achieve, and what would it be like to get to state?
It'd be amazing, and I'm hoping that our whole team can get more events into state, and yeah, I'm just very excited to compete with my friends, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, Carson, it's been great talking with you, and we're excited to see. I'll be there at Griswold coming up on Thursday night. We'll have reports throughout the evening, and to see how many Griswold Tigers make it to the state tournament and what kind of performances they do, and really looking forward to that. And in the meantime, thanks so much, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Carson Adams, sophomore for Griswold Tigers girls track and field, with us here on KSOM.